new episode of Social Blend.
Guys, before this episode, before I started this episode, I actually did another one, and thank God it wasn't midway. It was maybe like 3 minutes in, and suddenly I saw, so like, I do this where like I have my, you know, headset, my mic, and then, you know, on, I have it right here where my computer says, you know, and shows the audio. I wasn't seeing that the audio was going, but I was like, shoot, maybe it's just low. I'll just fix it later. I realized my mic wasn't even on. My mic wasn't even on. So I fixed that issue, and now we're all good. And you hear me, and I'm here. So thanks so much for tuning in, guys. If you hear me slurping, that is me drinking a protein shake. I'm disgusted. I'm dying. But no, really why I wanted was because I just feel so bloated today that, you know, sometimes you just don't feel like eating a meal. And that's kind of what I did today. I didn't feel like eating a meal because I'm like, I feel like I ate too much. So, I mean, I guess that's not great for you, but whatever. It'll do because I'm a mess anyway. So, before we start, I wanted to say, remember last week when I had I have my windows open, a nice breeze is coming through. It is so cold right now that my windows are shut. I'm shivering when I'm inside my house. Windows are shut and heat is blasting. I am dead. This is not the kind of spring I want, guys. This is too much. I know March is meant for, like, the crazy, what's it called? Like, out with the lamb, in with the lion, or whatever they say. But this is just too much. So hopefully April, once April hits in a few days, it will be nicer weather. I know this Saturday it's going to be, like, 75, so that's going to be nice. But this weather is going to get everyone sick. That's the only thing about it. It's like, whatever, like, ugh, I can't. But, whatever, I will take what I could get. You know, this is better than 30 degrees or 20 degrees. I mean, what is it right now? It's, great. I don't have my thing. My watch is not working suddenly. I love how, like, products that we have and we think are like amazing turn into, oh, it's 41 right now. It's not even bad, but it's windy. That's the thing. It's so windy out that like I feel like I'm gonna blow away. What happened this week to me? This week I was supposed to go see Mariah Carey and I was so excited for it. Now me and my friend Ryan were gonna go and it was Monday. So I said, you know what, let's get tickets Monday, because maybe they'll go down, you know, maybe they won't, and they did not go down, guys. They were so expensive. I was like, holy shit, Mariah, like, really, these tickets, though? Like, they're really expensive, and, like, we didn't go at the end. You know, like, we were like, we're not having this. So luckily, where's the video? Luckily, thanks to my friend, Michael, he recorded a few things. Listen to this. So I was like, okay, whatever. At least I got to see that. She didn't sing my favorite song ever, which is called Emotions. You got me feeling emotions deeper than I've ever knew of. Oh, I can't do the high notes, but yeah, I was like really upset. Like if I went to that concert, I would have been screaming, but that's because I didn't look at the plate, what is it called? The list before I went. I try not to do that at concerts because I like to be surprised. But when it comes to Mariah Carey, and if I was spending that much money on a ticket, I was going to say, no. I need to see the song she is singing. But her new album's really good, everyone. If you guys want to get it, I don't know, I'm scared to play it because I'm scared she's going to sue me if I play it on here. But let me, let me just play. She has this one song, it's called A No No, and she has the normal version on her album, and she just came out with the remix with Stefan Don, which is a rapper, an English rapper. She's like amazing. Let me try to fast forward, hold on. Come on. Hey. So, all right, that's it. I don't think I could play a lot or I'll get sued. But yeah, so that's real, and her album is like really good. This new, it's called Caution, and the title track alone is like my favorite. The song Caution is like amazing. Love that song. So good for you, Mariah. I wish I could have seen you, but maybe another time. And yesterday, the 27th, was her birthday, so happy birthday to Mariah. And today is Miss Lady Gaga's birthday. So I have a group of Aries on my team. I'm also an Aries myself. My birthday's in April. And honestly, I feel like Aries are just such a different kind of soul. Like, we are just very... I say like this all the time. I say we go through changes on the daily, and we are so in control of our lives, but we're so not in control of our lives, if that makes any sense. We go through a lot, more than I feel like anybody else does, and a lot is emotion, and, you know, yes, we're very loyal. Yes, we are, what's the word? We're like, you know, outgoing, we're leaders, blah, blah, blah. But with leadership and all that comes issues with relationships. And that's something I do feel like Aries has, is a lot of Aries go through a lot of trouble finding a relationship and someone that they could almost like trust. So shout out to all my Aries. And we also have Diana Ross too, which we'll talk about later. And I will sing happy birthday or something. So, yeah. So, Mariah Carey, happy birthday yesterday. Gaga today. But, yeah. So, her concert was too expensive. And I wasn't going to go for that much. So, I just said another time. I wanted to see her this past Christmas. Because she always has that show that she does. And me and my friend were going to go. But I don't think she had it. Unless she had it and it was, like, in like October, November, but who wants to go in October or November for Christmas? So, I mean, I could go any time of year. I actually wanted her to sing. If I wanted to go, I wanted her to sing All I Want for Christmas Is You. So, like, I love that song, but whatever. And speaking about holidays, we have a new drink from Dunkin'. And I was like this. This is where I was like, Dunkin' is peeping for the peeps up in here. So... Dunkin' has a new flavor of a drink, not the like coffee, but the drink. It's like Dunkin's new coffee tastes exactly like a Peeps marshmallow, and it's perfect for Easter. Guys, oh my gosh. You have to look up the picture. Just look up Dunkin' Donuts Peeps. There is a donut and it has a peep on top, and the frosting is oh my god, I can't even what is this called? The frosting is pink, and then they have, like, sprinkles, and they're green. Like, grass. This is amazing. So, this is my month, guys. Like, I get so excited for Easter, because, like, I know it's around my birthday. So, whew, I'm excited. But they did have, like, for Leprechaun Day. What is it? Oh, my gosh. What is it called? St. Patrick's Day. For St. Patrick's. I crack myself up all the time. I'm a mess. Wow. For St. Patrick's Day, they had the Irish cream. Unfortunately, I couldn't have it because I was trying to cut out creamers in my drinks. So I was like devastated. But I'm trying this. There's an International Delights. Like I said to you guys, the Peeps, the International Delights Peeps. I feel like it's just like this. Like, the flavor is going to be just like this. I'm going to try it. If not next week, the week after that, I'm going to try this, the drink, the Peeps drink. And I will let you know how it tastes. And I will let you know if it tastes like International Delights. Because if it does, then you'll have to buy this. But if it tastes different and better, then you guys better go get it. Especially that's Dunkin'. If you guys live on the West Coast, I'm sorry that there's no Dunkin's around you. My hearts go out. Honestly, because when I was there, I don't know how I did it. And I don't know how my friend's doing it without coffee from Dunkin'. I have no idea. And lastly, what I did this week, guys, is I went to go see the movie Us. Now, Us is by, oh my God, what's his name? Keenan Peele? Shoot. I always get this messed up. Great. Anyway, it is such a good movie. I'm not going to give out any spoilers. I'm going to end that right there. I'm not going to give out any spoilers. I'm not. But what I will say about the movie is, if you saw Get Out, it's the same irky, cringed type of movie. He's really good at doing movies like this. And it's very intense. Very intense, very, I mean, okay, let me say this, because I feel like I'm making the movie like it's some scary. It's not 100% scary. So if you saw Get Out, there were parts in the movie where you laughed, like you were cracking up. And that's how it is for this movie too. This movie, there's parts in it where you're like cracking up because you're like, are you fucking kidding me? This is hilarious. And then it goes from like, boom, like you're cracking up to like, you're freaking horrified. You're like, you're at the edge of your seat. You're waiting to see what happens next. It was crazy. But I will say, it's just, you know, a movie about a family of four. And trauma happened to the mother at a young age. And the trauma comes back in her present. I'm going to just say that. This movie was definitely a 9 out of 10. For me, it was everything I wanted it to be and more. I went in not really knowing too much about this movie. So, I didn't know what to expect. But I was just hoping it was going to be good. And it was going to be a movie that I was going to say, like, wow, this is an awesome movie. So, I'm happy. I'm happy it was actually good. And I might even go see it again. Who knows? So yeah, that was what I did this week. And I'm very boring. Holy shit, what did I do? I did nothing. But what I am going to do this Sunday is watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Because they have a new season. This is going to be season 16. Here we go.
It just sucks it has to be so public. I'm not just a TV show. Like, this is my life.
You'll put me down just to make yourself not look lame.
Moving to Chicago might be my breaking point.
My family was ruined! Here's to Jordan and Kylie!
Might love me, whatever that means. He has no respect for me whatsoever.
How many people have you been in love with?
One.
I didn't think that I was gonna have happiness again.
We just can't seem to catch.
Okay, so I don't want to do the whole thing because I feel like it's just too long. But So we definitely could tell that this season is going to really be revolved around Tristan and Khloé. I'm trying to figure out what this season was going to revolve around if it wasn't Khloé and Tristan. I'm trying to figure out like what would they have come up with. But anyway, you know, it shows like the beginning, you know, everyone's happy, everyone's like, "Oh, yeah, like Kylie and Jordan Kardashian, aw." And then it goes from like, you ruin my family, and that's Khloé. But then it also has like a lot of Courtney too, and You know, in the trailer, they ask her, like, how many true loves did you have? And she said only one. And I'm like, oh, it has to be Scott. It has to be Scott. And I love how Scott's still in the picture. I feel like he's been with us for so long. And I've never liked this man because of what he did to, like, Courtney. Like, all the, like, come on. Courtney is also an Aries, just to let everyone know. But, like, seriously, like, are you, this is disgusting what he did. But I feel like he really got himself back together, I guess you could say. And now, like, the past 5 years, he's been like, every time I watch the show, I'm like, where's Scott? Is he coming on? Like, he is just great. He doesn't care. He'll say anything. It's just the funniest stuff ever. I love him. But yeah, so it looks like a lot to do with Chloe and Tristan this season. I'm going to watch it Sunday to see how this kind of unfolds, but I don't think I'm going to stay and keep up with it because we know everything about it already. So, like, this is kind of, like, backwards. Oh, what can we do? What can we do? Whatever. All right, next, we have Wendy Williams was found drunk and hospitalized. Now, she is now being hospitalized after her husband's mistress gives birth. So, this is very sad news. This is something that definitely everyone could relate to. Put yourself in her shoes. If this had happened to you, you know, a man that you love so much that you've been with for 15 years and suddenly his mistress is now having his baby. That would ruin you as a woman. That would ruin you as a person. That would break you down. And honestly, I don't blame her for this. I know she has an addiction that she's trying to fix right now. And this is honestly the topping on the cake. I feel very sorry for her. I feel sorry for their child that's going to have to be going through this. The fact that his mother is going through this and then his father is being held accountable for what he has done. It's sad. And I think their kid is like 18. So young. He's a young kid. So I'm thinking about Wendy at this time, and I hope everything goes right because I love those hot topics that she pulls all the time. She gives us the tea that we all deserve, so even if it's not hers, but whatever. All right, next we have some more tea, and that's Beverly Hills. So the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, if you don't know, there's been a crazy dog gate, which I don't like because I love animals. And to hear all this happening is like, you know, it just doesn't hit me the right way. And it makes me like hate Dorit even more than I ever did. And anyway, so what happened was Dorit is one of the cast members of the show. She got a dog from Vanderpump Dogs, which is Lisa Vanderpump. If you'll know, she has Vanderpump rules the show, and so she you know helped pick out a dog for Dorit. Now Dorit, I guess, you know, the dog wasn't getting along with the kids. It scratched the dad. Meanwhile, just let you guys know, it's a baby. If you don't know, if you've never had a dog, don't get one if you can't take care of a baby dog. Babies are intense. They ruin everything. They scratch, eat, bite, anything under the sun. They will eat. They will bite you. And they will, like, you need to train them. They will go to the bathroom in the house. They will do things. They're babies. They're 5 months, 6 months. You can't, like, you can't do this. Like, you can't be mad at them. You know, when I had, you know, babies, when Winston and Chloe, my two dogs, were babies, it was a lot. They were menaces. They destroy everything. Now, Winston's okay. Chloe still destroys everything. But we can't, you know, be mad at her. I'm never mad at her. I'll be, like, upset and be like, why would you do this? But I will never be mad at them. And that's a true dog owner. Okay, someone that takes it and deals with it. I am the one who said I will have this dog for the rest of the dog's life. For the rest of the dog's life, I will have this dog. And that's what I'm going to do. So the fact that she couldn't commit to that, and it's a baby, 4 months, five maybe. Come on, disgusting. So this is the fight scene now about the whole thing. Lisa Vanderpump is like English, you'll hear her. And then you have one of the friends that are like saying like, what is going on? So
here we go. Sorry, if I did something wrong, that doesn't mean you wouldn't love me.
I am not going to say yes, I did something if I didn't do it.
I didn't come here to fight. Okay. I came here to tell you this is the overall consensus.
You came here to tell me I am a liar.
You're not a friend. You cannot be your friend when you say something like that.
So now the husband got involved. Anyway, so Lisa Vanderpump, everyone's thinking that she set this up because Dorit brought the dog to another shelter instead of giving it back to Lisa Vanderpump. So I feel like they made this big deal out of nothing when they could have just brought it back to the Vanderpump dog. So I guess keep you up with it, but I'm really over it. I'm really just done. So that's that. That's right. Diana Ross had a birthday, and Beyonce sang happy birthday to her.
Beyonce, are you still here? Do you want to sing happy birthday? Come on, Jackson. We're all humped up around the biggest cake ever. This is a really good 75 years. She made five kids.
So that was that. Diana Ross looks so happy. She's also an Aries, another Aries, in the house. So happy birthday to her. She's an icon. That's all I could say about that. Next we have, okay, so new series on a new documentary on Netflix. Well, it's kind of docu biopic, whatever it is. It's called The Dirt. So it's the I think it's called a biopic. The biopic of Motley Crue, which is a famous rock band, one of the most successful rock bands in the world. It shows their life, everything from drug addiction, sex. Oh my gosh, it was a mess. It was a complete mess. And, you know, they're still here today. They got themselves together. And, you know, with such success comes very difficult times. So I'm going to leave it at that. You should go watch it. It's on Netflix. It's called The Dirt. And it's about Motley Crue. It's amazing, guys. It's awesome. And Machine Gun Kelly's in it. He is such a good actor. He's amazing. He was also in Bird Box, too, and he did a really good job. So, yeah, definitely go watch that. I loved it. And last, we're going to end this with something. So Big Sean was recently came out and said that he was away for a little bit. He like had a mental breakdown, and this is really beautiful. So listen to this, what he said. He's talking about what happened.
I feel like a child.
Here we go.
So what I did was I started therapy, you know what I'm saying? I got a good therapist. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed enough to talk to some super spiritual people. And they made me realize one thing that I was missing in my life. And one thing I was missing was clarity. You know what I'm saying? I needed clarity. And clarity about who was around me, what I was doing. You know, even the music, which is like my happiness, my joy. That was always an escape for me. It was starting to feel like a burden. You know, it was starting to feel like a job. You know, the relationships around me, people I was growing up with, you know, I had like a lot of toxic relationships around me. Even the relationship with my mom was like getting to a point where we wasn't talking like that. And it was just weird, you know, because that had never been like that with me and her. So I realized that it all started with me, and I had to analyze myself. I couldn't point the finger at anybody else. I had to point it at myself and, you know, nurture those relationships that were important to me. But most importantly, nurture the relationship with my.
So he said nurture the relationship with himself. That's beautiful. He also said, I don't know if he said this in this video, he also said he did stuff for himself. He was going on trips for him. He was, you know, exploring nature, the earth. And that's honestly all you need. I went away this summer to Bali and Greece and Dubai. And it was just such a great experience for my soul, for my heart. I needed that. And it opened my eyes. It opened my eyes to the world. And it kind of just proved that, like, I'm worthy, you know? So that was a beautiful moment. And that's what he did. He went on this journey that we call life. And he decided, instead of doing it for other people, he did it for himself. So I want to leave that all with you. And I hope that you do that for yourself. I hope you go through life for you, not for other people, not for a job, not for a relationship, not for anybody other than yourself. After you learned that you're on this earth for yourself and to be happy within your soul, everything will fall into place. I promise you. I promise you. It happened to me, guys. It did. This happened to me. I let the earth take my soul. And I experienced things that I never did. And it opened my eyes. And I took away almost everything I had in my life. And it was replaced. And it's a beautiful thing. So I want to thank you all for listening to my podcast, which I've done myself because I wanted to for a very long time. And I'm so happy you guys are all listening. And I hope you have an awesome weekend. Awesome. And I'll see you next week. This is the last episode of March. This is insane. I started in when? November? Holy crap. This is awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Have a great weekend. Lots of love, enjoy, have fun, and explore the world.